beautiful friends. Welcome to another Sunday Audio Love Gram. We're listening to Good Life by One Republic. This for you not too long ago, but goodness, who knows, maybe it was 6 months ago, I don't even know, but this song popped into my mind because what I want to talk to you about today is about celebration. It's about play. It's about joy after, you know, I don't need to tell you this, but like what a crazy, crazy couple of years it's been. So much grief and loss and hardship and challenges for so many of us in so many ways, both globally and individually. And I have just been really focused again on how we bring celebration into life, no matter what. You know, it's really that no matter what piece that is interesting me right now. And partly what sparked this is that I let you guys know last week was my birthday. So when I sent you my love gram, and I've been thinking a lot about, well, I have 1,000 thoughts in my head all at once. Okay, let me take a breath. So one of the things that happened is, and I think I was talking to you about this last week, about really taking the reins when it's our birthday to create the kind of experience that really meets us in the moment. And that might be an incredibly, you know, quiet, filled with solitude even, or maybe just doing a quiet dinner with a friend. Or it might be that we feel like we really want a huge party with lots of people and the whole hoopla. But that really the important piece is making it our own and our own in that moment, not, you know, not what we think a birthday should be like or not what, you know, we've had before, but really in the moment. And so one of the things that I noticed and I've been thinking about a lot was that this particular birthday, I was really wanting to bring some elements of celebration back that I felt like I hadn't really had for a while. Here's an example. Maybe it's easier just to tell you. So one of the things I really wanted to do, my sweet, sweet son, who's in college, had offered to, you know, he said, I set aside the weekend, whatever you want to do, you know, whatever, however you want to celebrate. And it was so sweet. That in itself was such a big gift that he remembered my birthday. And so I planned around him being here a small dinner party that, and I knew I really wanted to be outside. We live in San Francisco and it can be super unpredictable, the weather, but I was just like, I don't care, you know, weather be damned. I really want to have the outdoor table, and you know, we have some tiki lamps that we hadn't pulled out since before COVID. And so, you know, I knew I wanted the tiki lamps, and my mom had made me some embroidered tablecloths. So I knew I wanted to bring those out to have her sort of present with us. And we, you know, replaced there. I have some overhead string lights that are out there that, you know, that go from the house to my studio. And so we replaced some of those lights that had been burnt out. I got some sunflowers. I made sure that I asked everybody to please bring something to share at dinner time that, you know, something they've been thinking about growing older or wiser, you know, and so like that, right? I just started thinking about what pieces, what items would make me feel like there was a little bit more magic or a little bit more spiritedness to our gathering. And I also, you know, made sure I bought some sunflowers, which I love because they just add such a brightness. and invited my son. I asked him if he would be the photographer because I love to take funny photos and I like to have like group photos, not just candid ones, but like ones where we're really actually like all like knowing we're taking a photo together. And I got some tiramisu from my favorite bakery. So I'm just, you know, thinking of different tiny little things, you know, Chinese lantern that I hung from the clothing line. And oh, and I brought out the old, I have this wonderful vintage chip and dip bowl that everyone always jokes with me about because people are always like, oh my gosh, what if that breaks? Are you afraid to use it? But I love bringing it out. It's just this silly little, it's a big bowl and then this little tinier bowl nestles inside of it. You know, it's for chips and dip. We did wonderful guacamole. Anyway, the reason I'm telling you all of this is that I want you to be thinking about, you know, not these items, but the details of your celebration, the details of what bring you delight, the details of what bring you a sense of play. And one of the things that's dropping in that I want to be sure to say, because it's like, we had that dinner party and then we had a wonderful breakfast. My son spent the night and I made sure to put out the table linens that I really love and candles. And then the next day, Ian and I went for a little getaway for a couple days. And again, I really made sure to orchestrate, you know, that I wanted to bring the tandem bike, even though it was a huge pain in the butt to try to to try to transport it because it's such a big bike. But we, you know, we took the tandem bike. I have some vintage luggage that I made sure to use, and the picnic basket that has a checkered cloth and linens and strings of fairy lights. And I took my pink wig. But again, I'm telling you all of this, you know, because what I want to say is that it takes extra effort. It takes a lot of extra effort sometimes, but it's what makes these days of our lives really stand out. It's what makes the moments memorable. And I'm just kind of, you know, how I make these audios. I didn't really plan it out. I didn't think about what I wanted to say, but what's dropping in for me is that because I did all of that for my birthday, I've been thinking a lot about the importance of sort of going that extra mile for ourselves and for others, right? Because when we're doing these things, it doesn't just benefit us. It puts a frame around moments. Like I know, you know, that, you know, it was so beautiful in our backyard and it created a special space that everybody could enjoy. And the same when Ian and I were riding around Petaluma on our, riding around on the tandem bike. And, you know, I had my pink wig on and some colorful gloves and he looked so stylish because he always goes that extra mile to really bring the joy through his style. I know it makes a difference for people because it's fun and it gives a sort of sense of specialness to life, even though that's kind of a cliche word. So what I had a coaching group this week. I love my coaching group. Hello to any of you who are listening. You are just such amazing, dear people. And one of the things that we were focused on is, if you guys no, there's a book by Bronnie Ware called The Regrets of the Dying. And one of the five top regrets that she discovered by working with people in hospice is that people would say, I wish I had let myself be happier. I wish I had let myself be happier. Now, that is a huge thing, you know, on your deathbed to be feeling. And it's my hope that through conversations like this together, that we can think now about how do I give myself that now? How do I give myself and the people around me that sense of happiness, even when things are hard, even when there's challenge, even, you know, when it's like, it just seems like it's impossible to imagine finding that happiness and celebration, can I challenge myself to do that? And so that's what we were doing in our coaching group this week, is really looking at, I had a whole list of questions that I was asking people to reflect on. You know, for instance, you know, when is the last time I felt playful? When is the last time I celebrated? You know, what's coming up in my life that I want to celebrate? How do I allow myself to feel playful or to celebrate even when I might be sad or when things are hard? You know, what does it look like for me? You know, what things or people or experiences bring me that sense of play or that sense of celebration? As I'm asking all of this to you, I'm hoping that, you know, you can even pause this recording and go back and listen to those questions again and really reflect on them yourself. Maybe even after you listen to this audio, journal about those questions. You know, don't let this just be something that you listen to that's my story, but make it yours, because we are in this conversation together. This is really something that I love about you, that you show up in this way and that we get to be in conversation. So I just want to share a few things that came up because I was really inspired by this amazing group of women in my coaching group, you know, that they brought in things like bubbles and music, art, you know, being around animals, being around children, pancakes. You know, one person mentioned like really celebrating the seasons and in doing so, like, you know, putting things up around the house, like when it's autumn, pumpkins and leaves and, you know, things like that. Or, you know, someone else, I love this, and I'm not naming you because I don't want to call any of you out, but you know who you are and thank you. You know, someone else mentioned some things like that I called, you know, I grouped into like naming things, like what a celebration it is. So for instance, she did these beautiful, fun sleepovers with her nieces and nephews. And they would always call it something like, you know, the most awesome sleepover, you know, adventure, you know, or something like that, that it's like referring to things by a name, you know, the great family dinner party. It puts a frame around it and sort of clues people that like, hey, this is a moment of our lives that we're sharing. This is a special, memorable, magical moment we are creating together, you know? So consider that aspect. And I know, I apologize, I'm kind of just a little bit all over the place with this, but what I really want to know, what I really want to ask you is, you know, what is your specific brand of play, your specific brand of celebration? You know, I told you, for me, I sort of set the stage with that, you know, for me, it's tiki lamps, it's string lights, it's a tandem bike, it's fingerless gloves, it's a pink wig, it's poetry, you know, it's vintage luggage, it's picnic baskets. Those are my, like they're the things that ignite celebration for me. They're the things that clue me in, like, this is a special moment. And I try to remember to bring things like that. You know, you guys probably know this, part of the reason I wear hats all the time is that they're like a reminder to me. This is a moment. You know, this Thursday in the middle of October, this is a special moment. This is my life. This is an occasion. And I'm curious, as you're listening to this, what is that for you? And how do you bring it consciously, intentionally, deliberately into your life now, today? You know, I was talking about my birthday because it was my birthday that kind of sparked a deep, deep reminder to me about how important it is to celebrate and to play all the time, you know, not just on our birthdays. And again, sometimes on our birthdays, we're not even going to feel like it. So how about that Tuesday in November, or, you know, tomorrow in October? What brings that sense of play and celebration for you, even when you're sad, even when you're feeling a loss, even when you're with someone and they're having a hard time? maybe then it's even more important, right? So I'm going to play a little more music and I'll see if the universe wants to say anything else. Okay, so I got lost in the song. Music is an amazing, amazing way to celebrate and to share with people and to connect. So, you know, that just prompted me when I was thinking about this song, like just that, right? To get together with someone you love and to say like, I just want to play this song for you. And again, what I'm asking you is please don't just listen to this and think, like, oh, that was interesting. But how do you bring it into your life? And how do you make it just exactly fit who you are? Or who, you know, maybe there's someone in your life that you want to gift with a little bit of extra joy or playfulness. You know, make it who they are. And I just please implore you to, you know, journal about this. Think about this, talk to people about it. We need more celebration. And we especially need more celebration when things are hard. Even though it feels like that might be sort of counterintuitive, it's what keeps us connected to the spirit of who we are as human beings. Hi, my phone alarm went off and it cut off the recording. I don't know what you last heard, but what I was saying is that celebration, even when times are really hard, is what connects us to our human spirit. And I just want to play a little more music for you as we close this out. I love you. Thank you for being by my side. Thank you for having these conversations. I love to hear from you. Whoops, let's turn this music off for a second. I love to hear from you. If you do journal about this, if you think about it, if you think about your own brand of celebration, if you bring it into your life, let me know, okay? Love you. Bye-bye.